Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Federer's done.
Well, he has one more tournament, and he's not finished playing tennis. He's just going to be doing so off the tour and in no Grand Slams.
Well, what is off the tour? So, like, he's just going to play tennis at home with Mirka?
Yes. Yeah.
So that's it.
Yeah.
I will say this. You know what I believe about Roger? Well, go back. What did he say? Just health? He can't do it?
It's been a challenging time getting back.
Greatest tennis player of all time.
Past
he won't
years.
Say that in his. So what he wrote, he did the players thing on The Athletic. Is that what it? What,
no,
where
he
did
just
he release
tweeted
it?
And,
oh, he
and
did.
Posted
oh, okay.
On Facebook and
I gotcha.
Past 3 years presented me with challenges in the forms of injuries and surgeries. I have worked hard to return to full competitive form, but I also know my body's capacities and limits. And the message lately has been clear.
Mm-hmm.
And Federer goes on to say, "I'm 41. I've played over 1,500 matches, 24 years.
Won most of them.
And I have to recognize when it is time to end my competitive career."
God, that sucks. That
well,
sucks.
You kind of knew it was coming, right?
No, I mean, you always want him to fight back. I mean, you're talking about the greatest of all time.
Yeah, Elliot didn't want it to come before he was stuck at 20 Grand Slams.
Okay, let's not. You don't get stuck at 20. Wait, so did he say he's playing?
That's funny. Over the last recent Grand Slams, all you wish for is either there to be inoculation issues with Djokovic,
right.
Or injury to Nadal.
But nothing serious, though. Nothing serious, but
like
just
a hammy.
Like enough to knock you out in like the third round, and then you know what? We'll see you at the next one. So wait, you said he's playing one more tournament?
Yes, he said in the. And it's a weird thing. He released a letter, but then has himself narrating the letter as well. But he says that
in which language?
English.
Oh, I mean,
you always tell us he's fluent in like five or six languages.
How about eight?
Oh, eight.
I think he's fluent in eight. I mean, we're going to nitpick that. What is the, what's he playing?
So he'll do the Laver Cup next weekend in London. Team World versus Team Europe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's not all on him. I may have to go to London. I've never seen Roger Federer play in person.
Well, don't you think that's going to become suddenly a hot ticket?
It's a hot ticket anyway.
As of about 5-10 minutes ago?
Probably. I've never seen Federer play. Greatest tennis player of all time. Everybody is lucky to be alive right now to say that they've seen the greatest in tennis play.
Here's some of his audio.
Okay.
The Laver Cup next week in London will be my final ATP event. I will play more tennis in the future, of course, but just not in Grand Slams or on the tour.
Why does he sound like a
this
robot?
Is a bittersweet decision because I will miss everything the tour has given me.
I'll miss
but
you,
at
Roger.
The same time, there is so much to celebrate.
Yeah, there is, like being the greatest of all time. And I hate that. I don't hate that. I love that he's the greatest, but it's like the word goat gets thrown around so much. Uh-huh. But he really is.
He thanked, obviously, his wife, his coaches.
Mirka. Where did they meet, Diane? Where did they meet?
Where?
Well, I'm asking you.
I don't know.
They met in the Olympic Village. She was a tennis player. Clearly not as good as him. But she was a tennis player. They met in the Olympic Village. They were one of those famous, like, you know, they always give the athletes rubbers. She was one of the famous rubber girls.
He does point out that she would be with him on the road even when she was 8 months pregnant.
Yep. She was always there.
And endured his goofy side for over 20 years.
And you know what? He keeps that pretty close to the chest. Greatest ambassador for the sport.
Seeing my family cheer me on from the stands is a feeling I will cherish forever.
I feel like he thinks of me as family. I really do.
You go ahead and think that.
But that's the beauty of Federer.
He connects with people.
Above all, I must offer a special thank you to my unbelievable fans.
Yes, that's me.
Above all.
I'm better than Mirka.
Elliot, you will never know how much strength and belief you have given me. The inspiring feelings of walking into full stadium. Wait, you've never seen him live.
No, I haven't. I may go to London next week.
Without you, Elliot, those successes would have felt lonely rather than filled with joy and energy.
Exactly.
I have laughed. I've cried. I felt joy and pain. And most of all, I felt alive.
He even writes the best retirement speech.
Criticized the rhythm that,
well, no, the way he read it, the way he was reading it, but it's written beautifully. Like, his words are beautiful. Like, the guy doesn't do anything wrong.
I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart, to everyone around the world who's helped make the dreams of a young Swiss ball kid come true, and to the game of tennis.
All right,
I love you and will never leave you.
See what I mean? And by the way, you know what I don't believe? Can I tell you what I don't believe? Mm. I don't believe, like, he'll play the Laver Cup, USA versus the world.
No, Team World versus Team Europe.
Oh, whatever.
Well, if you're going, you may want to know who's participating.
I'm going to see
Federer. Wrong tournament.
Watch, my luck. Hey, congratulations, you got Rude. Awesome. Great, I got Casper. Here's what I believe about Roger. Mm. Here's what you're not going to get.
Roger Federer.
Yeah, everybody knows who it is. Greatest tennis player of all time.
Not true. During the break, you said Roger's retiring, and Diane said Federer?
Well, what other famous Roger were you thinking of?
Daltrey?
Okay, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Think of that.
I'm drawing a big old blank.
Right.
How about somebody?
Can you name a famous Roger? Please don't say anything. Can you name a famous Roger? Past or present, not including Daltrey. Oh my God!
What? Who?
Well, I'm not going to give them all to you, but I'm sitting on a
them
bunch of
all.
Yeah, Maris.
Oh, I was trying to get to the clip
of wait.
How
of
many
who?
Times have you stuttered?
Oh,
where is
Go,
it?
You want another one?
Well, mm-hmm. Hold on.
The what? All rise. Yeah, thank you.
There you go.
That's who Judge is chasing.
Yeah.
Roger Maris. You want another Roger?
Mm-hmm.
Staubach.
You're killing me on the Rogers today.
Yeah, I'm destroying you on the Rogers.
What about Roy?
The No, not last name, Aaron.
Aaron.
Anyway, what was I even saying? Very good, Diane.
Roger Taylor.
Very good. Oh, very
back
nice.
Back to music. Yeah.
Roger Moore. Oh, my God. 007. Anyway. What is the, mm-hmm. Where was I? What point was I making before I just destroyed Diane in the Roger game? Oh!
That you were going to go to the wrong tournament?
No. Here's what you're not going to see out of him. This isn't going to be a Brady, Serena. He won't come back. He won't play again. That'll be it. I really don't think you do. I really don't think it's... Like,
so you think Serena's coming back?
100%.
Really?
With all of her comments on Good Morning America, it was so... And she'll work her way around it by going like, oh, I never said I was retiring. I was evolving away from tennis.
Next chapter.
Then go to it.
But
yeah, the answer is yes. I think she'll play again.
That just because she has specifically referenced Tom Brady?
Say again?
And the trend he set?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised to see her play the U.S. Open next year. I'll bet on that. She plays next year.
But you think Roger it will stick true
you'll never
to
see
his
him.
Word?
You'll
again, word that Serena never actually put on paper.
Yeah, I don't think you'll ever see Roger. Now, listen, are they going to get a picture of him?
Acknowledging in many ways and a lot more assertively the physical limitations he's dealing with.
They all are. They all are. The
You're kind of then taking a shot at him.
Who?
Roger.
He can't come back from that.
Federer, Diane. Roger Federer.
That's not true. Not Staubach.
Well, no. People are upset that you forgot Clemens.
That was next on my list.
Okay.
That was next on my list. Why does everybody, you keep trying this? I already won the game. I won the Roger game. Why are you distracting me?
Because you didn't say Penske.
Thanks, Hobie.
Yep. Yep.
No, I know what I was going to say. Yes, you may see a picture of him like at a resort with Mirka and the family, and he's clucking some tennis balls around.
Uh-huh.
But you're not going to see him like right now. I'll tell you right now, he's not playing the U.S. Open next year. He's not playing Wimbledon next year. I wouldn't say that about Serena.
Does leaving competitive tennis as a 20-time Grand Slam champion, third all-time among men's players behind contemporaries.
Yeah, don't even say it. I know. Well,
yeah.
But it doesn't
Nadal
matter.
And Djokovic.
But he's the Federer is so much better than both of them together.
You know that upsets people. And
well,
not
is.
Just because they may be fans, they objectively feel like you're wrong.
No, well, I'm not. I'm telling you I'm not. Without Federer, they well, anyway, he's better than them.
Anyway.
You know what? It really bothers me, though. Like, think about it. Greatest football player of all time, Tom Brady. I've seen him play.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest hockey player of all time, Wayne Gretzky. I've seen him play. Greatest baseball player of all time, Alex Rodriguez. I've seen him play. There are a couple of people that'll say, even if you said Ken Griffey Jr., which my good friend Juan Padilla says, I have seen Ken Griffey Jr. play. Babe Ruth, I have not seen play.
Okay.
No, I'm being honest.
You see Jordan?
Yeah, I saw Michael Jordan play.
Good.
Greatest basketball player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Boxing, never saw Muhammad Ali.
I was going to say, you definitely didn't.
No. I saw him in an elevator. I rode an elevator with Muhammad. Not like it was he and I, and he was like, hey, kid, sneak in here. No, there was none of that. But
they were filming it. It was a commercial. Six, please. Carl Lewis, you
fastest
with?
Man on the planet, and I heard him fart right next to me. He beefed right next to me. Fastest fart I've ever heard in my life. Thing came flying out of that butt cheek.
Gross.
But I'm bummed that I will have never seen Roger Federer play. I've seen him on TV. What'd he say? 150 matches? I've probably seen 148 of them. That's not true.
No.
1500.
Oh, I saw 1400. In 98. No, I've never seen Federer.
What's the closest you came?
What do you mean? To seeing Federer?
Like, did travel get messed up? Have you made an effort or did you ever try?
The closest I ever got was when he was playing in Queens. I was at my apartment on the Upper West Side.
That's close.
That's the closest I ever got to seeing
so
him.
So it's not like you had tickets to a round
no.
He didn't make it
no,
to?
No. I was never fortunate enough to have tickets to see him play. But that's okay.
That's sad.
By the way, I'm not alone. There's millions of people who agree, greatest of all time, and have never seen him play.
Listen, on Instagram, someone was proud of you to make it through the Jay Farrow interview. They thought that alone was a feat.
Struggled. I did get distracted there for a moment. But anyway, that's big news. That's big mm-hmm. sports news. I didn't even get into what I was going to do here. But it's fitting. I will move away the Toy Hall of Fame. For the Tennis Hall of Fame, which is located where, Diane? Oh, my
Wimbledon.
God. Oh, that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. Where is the Tennis Hall of Fame?
What's funny is Diane probably knows where the Toy Hall of Fame is.
Isn't it in Minnesota?
I don't know. You should know where the Tennis Hall of Fame is.
Or is it Rochester?
The tennis
is
in neither.
Where the U.S. Open is.
No, it's not in Queens. Where is the Tennis Hall of Fame? I've actually played at the Tennis Hall of Fame.
I've run out of my two guesses.
Wait, weren't you with somebody?
Lander.
Yeah.
Oh. I was with Lander.
Yeah.
Not Salt or Peppa.
But Diane did get
No, who's the other famous person I played tennis with? Who's the most famous person I played tennis with?
Tom Arnold?
The
No, no, it was over by his house.
No,
though, right?
Scott Shannon went. Scott had a house right by the Arnold's. So we used to hit tennis balls over the fence so that we could walk over to Tom and Roseanne's house to shag tennis balls.
So you never played with them?
No, no, no. Who's the most famous person I played tennis against?
Why do I want to say?
He took his shirt off.
Wilmer Valderrama?
No, but I'd do anything to be his penis.
Was it a younger star?
Yeah, yeah. Wait, he had just broken.
How young?
Yeah. No, no, young, like he had just broken. He was a man, but
okay.
He had just broken.
I know the answer to this.
Yes. Oh, come on.
I don't know why I want to say this.
Well, say it.
Enrique?
No, but I like Enrique. I've hung out with him. But
so
Elliot,
clearly
now I'm just
we think
bragging.
It's someone with some Latin blood.
or a link to tennis.
I don't think, neither. I don't think he's Latin. Maybe a little bit.
What about Anna Kournikova?
The
Gerardo?
Not Enrique,
Gerardo?
Diane. No, come
it's
on.
It's Hispanic heritage. Why are we thinking that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
When you reveal it, will we be like, why were we thinking that?
100%. You could not get less Hispanic.
Modest Yahoo.
That is a great poll.
You said,
not Hispanic.
That's what I was going to say.
Actually,
I went the other direction.
Less Hispanic than Modest Yahoo.
It was Jared Leto?
No, no. No, come on.
We need a hint.
Gavin
is a big tennis fan.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
By the way, what famous person are you thinking of right now? You're thinking of who
Gwen
I play
Stefani.
Tennis with. No, but we have a Roger Federer painting in here that Eric Hutchinson's wife painted for us.
She did not paint that.
Yeah, she did.
No,
she
didn't get it from a street vendor.
They bought it.
Whatever. Whatever. In my mind, she painted it for me. Whatever.
We need to have you take a new photo of you cradling or cuddling with the frame. No, give us a hint. All you said was he took his shirt off and he was blowing up.
Yeah. He played in boots.
Billy Ray Cyrus?
Bingo!
Oh, God.
Wait, Hispanic? More or less Hispanic than Modest Yahoo.
That's a draw.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.